Chatterbox.
You only get the end now. That's it. That's all the music you get.
That always throws me. Hello.
Hello.
Recording economy. That's what we call it.
Excellent. Welcome to episode 82 of the Chatterbox podcast.
Is that what number it was? I didn't know, so I didn't put what number it was in the group. So I just said we're live.
It's 82. We'll crack 100 probably, you know, sometime next year, maybe.
Couple of years. That's pushing it.
Yeah. A year or two.
Ah, man, 100.
I'm Michaela, by the way.
My God.
Yeah, I'm Rob.
I'm Mike.
Yeah.
And Maggie's here with us, everybody. Isn't that exciting? Hi, Maggie.
Hi, guys. I'm so excited.
My God. How old will we be when 100 hits?
I'll be 100.
Will I be retired by the time 100 hits? That's a question.
Maybe. Hopefully it's not that long, but I can understand how it might be.
You never know.
You guys record, your like recording schedule is like whenever you can, which works, but it's just, yeah.
I don't even remember when the last one was. I'm trying to think.
Was it August?
I think it was before Comic-Con.
I think it was July. I'm pretty sure. I think you're right.
I think it was before Comic-Con. Yeah. I mean, it's always like, oh, yay.
Yeah, July 2nd. Yeah.
If I don't see it on Facebook, it's like, oh, yay, there's a new Chatterbox episode.
Wow.
July 2nd makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, because everybody was away for August.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think everyone was like, had vacations and things going on. And
yeah. We're all very busy world traveling type people.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes. And mine are coming up yet. So
woo. Yeah, I'm away next weekend.
I'm away this week. I'm going to Florida. I'm like Mike. I'm going to Florida.
Oh, I'm going to Florida next weekend.
Oh, okay.
Ship across in the Florida night.
Literally going next weekend. And was there like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. How was your trip to Disneyland?
Disney World.
Sorry.
Let's see. We went to Knoebels first, which is a tiny, scary theme park in central Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Left there, went to Disney for about 10 days, which was fun. Did food and wine. Then I went to the Adirondacks like 2 days later with 10 people.
Wow.
And that was fun.
Were you running or something? Or was that a
No, it was like a boys trip to the Adirondacks with some friends from other podcasts.
Did you hang out in a man cave?
No. We had a cabin and... We had one morning, the one dude made us crepes from scratch.
Ooh.
I made like soufflés the next morning in cast iron skillets.
This sounds like a fancy boys trip. Only the fancy boys get to go on.
We were sitting there playing Taboo one night, and then the same guy whipped up some butter cookies from scratch with what we had left over.
What the heck?
Yeah, no, wow. It did not devolve. It was like, you know, very civilized for, yeah, I guess because we're all older, you know.
So not like a Jay and Jack.
No, there was like there was drinking and stuff, but nothing, nothing crazy.
No,
you know,
vomiting.
It was beautiful weather. We were on a lake. People went swimming. We had almost no cell service whatsoever, which was awesome. The Wi-Fi,
nice.
And the Wi-Fi kicked out every 5 minutes because we had, you know, it just was in the middle of nowhere, so it didn't really work anyway. So, you know, you'd have to go around the other side of the lake to connect, and it was nice.
Awesome.
To disconnect for a bit.
Yeah. Well, Rob, you went to England for a wedding.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah. And how was that?
Very nice. It was a good old English wedding.
Mm.
You know, lots of drinking. You end up at a gay bar at the end. Everybody.
Lots of hats. All the women wearing hats.
No.
No? I thought hats were
progressive.
Not a hat party.
Hmm.
I don't know who these women are. No hat at a wedding?
I don't know. Every royal wedding I've ever seen had big hats.
There has to be hats.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Wow. This one's a little less royal.
Less royal. Ah.
Less royal. It was just because, well, Rob was there. So, you know.
Commoners.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Yes.
Gay bars, dancing, drinking. Sounds mm-hmm. fun to me. Yeah. I went to England too. Yes. But I didn't see you there.
No, it was like it was like a week apart, I think.
Yeah, you guys didn't overlap, right?
No.
I did, however, so get to see Claire. She took mm-hmm. me all around London. She was an excellent tour guide. We spent the day together. It was a great deal of fun.
That's good.
Yeah. She knows lots of history. I was telling Rob she should do guided tours, like, you know, charge people. Take them around. I never told her that.
Yeah. Well, you should tell her that.
You should tell her.
Or maybe you just did, I guess.
Yeah, it's
maybe
possible.
Eventually she'll hear this. Hi, Claire. Thank you again for taking me around London. You're an excellent, excellent
You're an excellent tour guide.
It was one of my favoritest days. Yeah.
London is pretty fun, though.
It really is. Mm-hmm. I was telling Rob about this podcast this YouTube channel that I've been watching called Jules something. Jules Strolls? No, that's not it.
Jules Verne.
It's Jules Guides. J-O-O-L-Z Guides. And it's a British fellow who wears a bowling hat. Or bowler hat? Bowler. Not bowling.
Yeah, I think it's different. Bowler. I don't know if there is actually
a bowling
such
hat
thing
and a bowler. Bowling hat. Very different yeah. thing.
I've never worn a bowling hat.
About a bowling hat. Fair.
What's a bowling
hat? I don't know. I'm just making up sports things now. And he does excellent walking tours all over London. And he's a lot of fun to follow. So check him out. On the YouTube. But yeah. I'd like to go back, spend some more time. We only went for a quick 6 days. And so that's but you know why we went, though. We went to see Hamilton.
Yay! All right.
What's your how was it?
It was amazing. It was amazing. The next day, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry were there in the same theater watching it with Lin-Manuel.
Oh
wow.
Yeah, Colkey was like, "You missed them," and I'm like, "You mean they missed me?"
Yeah.
Totally.
That's more fools. Like it.
We had excellent seats, and the family in front of us, I'd say a couple, but it was actually a couple, their two kids and her brother were sitting in front of us, and they loved, like, I was concerned about whether or not I was going to be able to, like, not sing along, not cry, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I only maybe cried like two or three tears a couple of times. I had a hanky, which my father took and blew his nose with, which was really not helpful to my crying situation at all. I was like, "What are you doing with my hanky?" And blows his nose. He says, "I got booger on me." Wipes snot off his arm or something. I was like, "What's happening to my hanky?"
No,
jeez, my little yellow old lady hanky. But quite aside, it was really good. Our Burr was excellent, and our Hamilton was the understudy because I guess the actual Hamilton was getting ready for his big performance the following evening. Uh-huh. But yeah, they were all so good. Angelica was fantastic. And the family in front of me, the family in front of me, they were not sitting still in their seats for anybody. And so it made it okay for me to be a little less than proper. And I might have tapped my foot a bit and mouthed the words. I didn't sing them out loud.
Oh, I totally mouthed the words the whole time. And there are two times you're allowed to sing audibly. The two times when they say everybody. Mm-hmm. One during my shot and one during You'll Be Back. You're allowed to sing.
Were you surprised by the audience participation in it? Because there was quite a bit in ours. Like, they asked us to boo and cheer and stuff like that.
Oh, really? No, we didn't have any of that. That's interesting. That must be something with the...
Yeah, that might be a London
thing. A London thing, yeah.
Yeah. And when we could hear the train car, the train going by every once in a while. You could hear the, like, the underground. Wow. It was very strange.
That's interesting. When did they ask you to boo?
I'm just trying to think. I was so wrapped up in it, honestly, that I can't think of actual moments. Oh, but okay. They were like, when the king comes out and he wants you to, like, cheer for certain things and that kind of stuff. And I'm just trying to think when they asked us to boo. It was probably some Aaron Burr problem.
I mean, I'm trying to think because there's a Reynolds pamphlet where they all go boo, you know, yeah. with stuff. But
yeah, that it may have been in there. I can't remember exactly.
Maybe
yeah,
there. Okay.
It was like one big happy dumbness for me because, yeah, there's something about musicals and the way they're written that, you know, I like for a lot of people, they kind of speak straight to my heart. And so I can't wipe the big stupid grin off my face long enough to know what's actually going on. <you
know? laughs> Yes.
Like I'm sitting there with my mouth open and I'm like eyes wide. I'm very, yeah, I'm in it.
It's interesting because like they're British and it's about like Americans breaking away from Britain.
I know. I wondered what they were going to yes. think about it. And the people that I talked to were thrilled to be there as yeah. any audience would be.
Yeah.
So apparently when I saw it in August, they said sometimes the Hamilton stuff says Hamilton, an American musical. Mm-hmm. And apparently in London, it saying an American musical under Hamilton has not gone over well. So yeah. they're taking that off, like the branding.
My program just says Hamilton.
So actually, so does mine from the Kennedy Center. It just says Hamilton.
Right.
But there's like shirts and stuff that say Hamilton, an American musical. And somebody's selling the stuff at the Kennedy Center said that's because with it going other countries now, the have it American musical part is not going over as well, which is a little weird, but I was like, okay.
Weird because it is an American musical.
Well, yeah, it is. I mean, it totally is. Like,
there's people being silly about it.
Yeah, it's, yeah. So I just thought that was interesting.
It's like the Sorcerer's Stone versus the Philosopher's Stone, really, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Similar.
Sort of. Not really.
Sort of, but yeah.
I may have also gone on a Harry Potter walking tour.
Did you go to the Warner Brothers tour?
No. Oh. Because I was the only Harry Potter fan in my group.
Ah, yeah.
And it was a full day, and we had so few days that it was kind of going to be. So I just went with a tour for Muggles, and we did a walking tour, and that was a lot of fun. And I mean, there aren't a ton of filming sets in central London because they didn't film much of it there, but there are a few and they do their best to like show you other places like, oh, here's the window from Bridget Jones's Diary and like this kind of stuff. So, it was good fun. Good fun. I would, if you're a Harry Potter fan, I would do that. I'd do that walking tour and it's only 2.5 hours. So it's good for kids too.
Yeah. That would be really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was so funny because how did you guys feel about the different actors playing the roles? Because we're all so married to the musical that we know from the soundtrack. You know, did you find that hard to get over or you didn't notice it at all?
I found I saw the version on Broadway and I don't know if they do this on purpose or not, but my Hamilton sounded a lot like Lin-Manuel. And I don't know if it's something that they kind of do on purpose just people are so used to it one way. But
yeah, it might be. Yeah.
So, but I thought that was interesting. He did kind of a lot of the same, I don't know, inflections and a lot of the same kind of performance that Lin-Manuel did. So so I thought that was interesting. It wasn't really that far off, to be honest. So I didn't really, not that it would bother me, but it didn't really like, I didn't really notice too much, you know?
There were a few times that I thought seeing it live, some words came out clearer than it does on the cast recording. There's a few places where you're like, I was like, that's what they're saying. I mean, I've read the Hamilton and stuff, but like you're just hearing it, you know, live, you're like, oh, that, like they come through a little clearer. So but yeah, they were definitely different. I got super lucky this summer and I saw Hamilton twice at the Kennedy Center.
Wow.
Because my roommate is awesome And two, my mom asked me the question, do you want to see Hamilton? And the answer to that question is always yes. She did not ask me, do you know someone else who wants to go to Hamilton with me? She said, do you want to see Hamilton? And the answer to that question is always yes. And then, of course, I started to feel guilty for seeing it twice when I have people that haven't seen it, know people that haven't seen it once. But I'm like, but she didn't ask, do you know anyone who wants to go? She said, do you want to go? And yeah. So, but it's really funny how it is very different. I had two different Hamiltons. The main guy for the, at the Kennedy Center, which I think is the Angelica tour, because I've like named each of the places that they've got. He is super tall, like 6'5" or something like that. He just seems really tall because all of the other guys seemed like super short. And I was like, wait, I don't think they're that short. I think he's just really tall. So that was kind of interesting that he was really tall. But yeah, the Hamiltons were definitely different, and I'm pretty sure by Lauren's were different. And which one of them was doing a weird cadence like with it. And I was like, what are you trying to say? Like, you can't do this. You can't, like, why are you messing this up? Like, we all know the words, or most of us know the words in here. What are you doing?
Yeah, no kidding.
But it was really weird. But it was, yeah, and the crazy part is the first time I saw it, a different person, an understudy was playing Eliza, and then the second time that understudy was playing Angelica, so that was really trippy.
Like, yeah, it would be.
I'm like, wait, you were Eliza. No, now you're Angelica.
You're an imposter.
But yeah, it was really fun. I found that the word that I first used to describe Burr was that he was more like annoyed with Hamilton than I thought he would be. But then I was like, that wasn't the best word, but he was more like, at least the DC guy was, he was more like playful and funny. Mm. At least the parts that I just thought he was so funny, like some of his expressions to the audience. But I think my absolute favorite part for me was the, Jefferson and Madison. They were hysterical. Like, their faces, I was like, these two are like a buddy cop movie. I just want to watch these two like in a show all together, like all the time. They were so funny. They would just like kind of make faces at each other and at the audience, but it worked with the characters. I just thought it was hilarious. Like, so much stuff that you miss just listening to just the cast recording all the time.
Right. Yeah. I mean, even when Eliza was singing to him about how if your wife could share a moment, a fraction of your time, for mm-hmm. some reason, I always thought that that was sung by Angelica. I don't know why. Just the way it is on the cast recording, her voice sounds really similar. And she's saying, I am sailing off to London. I am accompanied by that. And then
one who always pays.
And then doesn't it go into the part where she's saying, and if your wife could share a fragment of your time, that they go almost one after another, those two lines, I believe. And so unless I'm thinking of a different line, but in that one, she's saying,
no, I think
and
if your wife could share a
fragment, I always thought that was sung by Angelica, which I always thought was kind of weird. Cause I was like, that's weird. Why is she singing that line? Now I know I was wrong. Yay. So the things we learn when we go to the theater.
Exactly. And the other thing that I love is how much, you know, like Peggy, Mariah Reynolds, even the King, they're only in a few songs throughout the musical, but they are on stage so much more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just show up kind of on stage up in the rafters or not, like when the King's after the John Adams, I know him, like the King's like, this will be fun to watch. And then he's like sitting there watching for like, wow.
Hilarious. Pulls up a stool and sits down and starts moving his feet back and forwards to the music.
I know. He's like, yeah, it's hilarious. And then he's dancing around during Reynolds' pamphlet when never going to be president now. And just, so yeah, it was great. I laughed more and cried more when I saw it than I had in a while listening to it. I mean, you cry the first like 10 times you listen to it, and then you stop crying during it, at least for me, I do. I don't cry every time I listen to it because I've listened to it so many times, but yeah. It was so amazing to see it on stage.
Yeah, no, it definitely is that whole vibe of the audience. I had a very British gentleman sitting next to me, but I was not concerned about whether or not he was going to appreciate my toe tapping or not. I figured that the family in front was doing way more damage to his experience than I was. The thing that surprised me is that there were two seats a row ahead, like not the row in front of me, but the one in front of them. I had a really clear line of sight to the stage because those seats were empty. So if somebody like didn't make it, I was like, what? Can you imagine? That would be like heartbreaking.
No, that would be awful.
Maybe and those were Meghan and Harry's seats, but they were a night late.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. So actually, my brothers were supposed to go see it 2 days after I saw it in August, so like the 28th of August, and that was when it was really hot here in D.C., and the Kennedy Center actually had to cancel that performance because the air conditioner had broken in the theater. My brothers are trying to go see Hamilton, and they were like, it's canceled. And my brother texted me like, they canceled Hamilton. And I texted back, I'm like, what the fuck? What the hell happened?
Can you imagine? God. I mean, we traveled from Western Canada to go see it. Can you imagine?
Well, I know that's what it was saying. Like, I mean, like my brothers lucked out, but yeah, like if you had traveled, like if yours had been, it was, they got to see it, but it was like a week and a half later.
Well, you'd be gone home by then.
Yeah, I know, which is just like, yeah, if it was you, Michaela, you would have been gone. You would have been home. So that would have just been crazy. But
yeah, that sucks for them. Hopefully you said they got to see it a week and a half later. Well, that's at least something.
Yeah, it's better
yeah, they did. But I don't know, you know, if people had, you know, traveled to come see it because it was still before school started or stuff, and then it was true. So who knows?
Yeah. Well, I went with my dad and my stepmom, and they found, like, my stepmom had never listened to it before. And I did encourage them to listen to what I had it going, but they chose not to. And my stepmom, I looked at them at the intermission. And I went, what do you think? Nothing negative. And I don't want to hear it. Keep it to yourself. It's negative. And my dad was like, I love it. This is just exactly my kind of musical, which I wasn't surprised by because we share a lot in common. And my stepmom was like, I'm just so overwhelmed that like just keeps coming at you and coming at you and coming at you. And so I think that she was a little bit, I mean, she loved it, but I understand exactly what she means. It is, you know, da 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 for like the whole first act. And
then the whole second act is still like coming at you.
But it's a lot, there's a lot more calmness in the second act than there is in the first act for sure. And so I think that she enjoyed that. I did not ask my 16-year-old niece because they say negative things by default, and I didn't want to hear it, so I just didn't even ask.
I don't want to know what you think.
I'm not asking your opinion, kid. I don't want to have to throw you in the Thames.
I can't believe that they didn't listen to it. I had been trying to encourage my mom to listen to Hamilton for 2.5 years, and she finally did started to listen to it a week before. She finally listened to it before the show, and I was like, Mom, you've got to like listen to this. And we're like walking around the Kennedy Center in the shop, and she goes, they're playing Hamilton. She's like, I don't know, I don't have this song on my CD. I'm like, yeah, you probably do, you just haven't heard it. Like, actually she didn't. My brother made her the CD, and he put the Skylar Sisters on there twice. I can't remember. Helpless was on there twice, so Satisfied wasn't on there, I think. But it was like, messed that up. But so she was right about that. But I was like, well, this is why you're supposed to listen to it for a long time, because it's just so good.
While we're on the Broadway thing, I also saw SpongeBob.
Nice.
Oh, did you?
How was that?
It was actually so much fun.
Yeah. Did you see that with? Because I know you went to see Hamilton with Colk.
Yeah. I went with my friend Megan, and we wanted to see it. Actually just closed, so we wanted to make sure we saw it before it closed. It was just a lot of fun. It was so much better than I actually thought it was going to be. And it actually has songs written by like a lot of like really notable people. Like it's got like stuff from Aerosmith and like Cyndi Lauper and stuff like that. There's the songs are like legit good. Everyone's like really good. I just never would have thought it would have, the production value would have been so high, you know, the quality.
Yeah.
But it was
first
it was
SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. When I first, like, I just kind of wrote it off when I first heard about it. Like, why are they doing this? And, but yeah, no, it was fantastic.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we saw a play at the Young Vic called Fun Home, which is a misnomer because fun stands for short for funeral, which we did not know.
Oh, I didn't know that's what it stood for. I've heard of Fun Home and I knew it was kind of about a family, but that's all I knew about it.
Yeah, it's a musical, which we also didn't know. My stepmom, Jean, bought the tickets, so we really knew nothing about it. She's just, let's go see this play. It's called Fun Home. It's down the street from our hotel. Sounds good. It is about a young woman who goes to college, she's kind of, she comes out of the closet to her family by writing them a letter, telling them that she's gay and that she's coming out of the closet. And then she doesn't hear back. And then she comes to find out that her father was also gay and had been like kind of living this, not really a double life, but he'd been arrested a few times for picking up young guys and that kind of stuff. And he then proceeded to commit suicide 2 weeks after she comes out of the closet.
Oh,
not really a Saturday afternoon light fun home that we were looking for, but it was still an excellent show. It was very well written, very well done, very touching, very sad, just not what we were expecting from Fun Home. But yeah, so if you're looking to cry in theater, there's some good songs in it. Yeah, it's very touching. You should see it. If you want, looking for a good cry, you need a good cry. Or you could just call the midwives.
Yeah, true. I didn't see any Broadway, but while I was in Disney, I did see Tiffany 2 nights in a row.
Oh, yeah.
2 nights?
Yes.
Debbie Gibson wasn't available for the second night?
No. I believe she was actually going to perform in Singapore with Debbie Gibson like a few days later, but oddly enough. And it was very good. It was very good. She was very good.
What does she sing?
Well, it's only a quick little like half hour thing. But she had some new songs that were actually really good. And a couple of the, stuff from back in the day. Saw Him Standing There and whatever the other one. I Think We're Alone Now and whatever the other song she did was. I don't remember. Yeah, it was good. And it was a guy in front of us in line, had a pretty sure a fake rescue dog.
What does that mean?
He had 666 tattooed on the back of his hand.
Oh.
In Epcot.
Wow.
It's very strange.
Okay.
Very strange. Yeah, he had a dog.
Maybe it was 999.
No, definitely not. Maybe he was, I don't know. He was not British.
Maybe it's his birthday.
Yeah,
it's the code to his safe he can't remember.
The poor dog. I mean, we sat front row. The poor dog, it had to be horrific for the dog because it was so loud. But had like a, the cloak draped over it or whatever you call it. And then there was a what the hell is that called? A GoPro camera on its head and a light around its neck. I'm like, I think he just put that stuff on there and pretends he has a rescue dog and brings it into the park, I'm pretty sure.
Like a rescue dog or like a self-help dog?
No, like the dog, not like...
A service dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Some type of...
Self-help dog.
Yeah.
This is my self-help dog.
Well, it was... but the thing said something about rescue, like in retrieve or something like that. It's
rescue
but,
and retrieve, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh,
but this was not a guy that would be rescuing and retrieving anybody.
Are you judging a book by its cover right now, Michael Day?
It was more than the cover. He didn't stop talking for the 20 minutes we were in line. So, yeah, he was out there. We ended up right next to him, of course. He filmed the entire time in a very strange way. And yeah, the band watched him closely.
Someone stick close to Tiffany.
Yeah, it was like, all right, yeah, this is odd. A lot of odd stuff going on here. But Tiffany was great, so there's that. So I recommend if you're in, you know, Tiffany's coming to your town, go see her.
When I go
You tell me that the summer concert series is over at the fair. Maybe she was already here.
She may have been.
Well, Rob needs to go see her when he's there this weekend.
No, who is it this weekend though? I forget.
It's Sugar Ray.
Oh, I'm sorry. I gotta see who it is. Oh no, I forget who it is next weekend. I don't know if it's. Shit, who is it next weekend? I'm not sure. I can't remember who.
Oh, sorry, I'm not there week. So I'm there on Monday or Tuesday next week.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know who's there on the weekend.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay.
So we'll be in Epcot Saturday, Sunday, drinking and eating.
Yeah.
I do have one regret about London.
You didn't see Tiffany?
That we could have gone one.
You didn't see Tiffany?
Yeah, well, that too. But we could have seen Wicked, but we were all too tired.
Oh.
That's a fun show.
Wicked is so good.
Is it? Yeah. My stepmom was like, I can get tickets for right now. We have to go. And everyone, we were like, but we've already walked 17,000 steps today, Gene.
Yeah.
And we already saw a play this afternoon. We're very tired.
I just saw a thing where they said they're still working on the movie is still in the works for that. And I'm like, really? Is it though?
It's coming. It's supposed to be out like next year.
Who's
maybe,
in it?
Maybe not. They haven't announced it. Or maybe they're just filming it next year. Maybe it's going to be out. They haven't announced anything about the movie.
Yeah, I feel like it's been like decades of speculation about a movie.
No, but like it really like apparently like moved forward recently.
Actually moved forward, yeah.
Yeah.
So no Kristen Chenoweth in the movie?
Oh, it's okay. IMDb says it's still in development.
Oh, yeah, that's not good.
But enough. Oh, it's supposed to come out December 20th, 2019. According to a thing on IMDb.
December 20th.
I don't know. If it's still in development, I don't see it coming out next year.
Yeah, I don't know. But
I would like to see.
I'm like, I can't wait. Like, I will be there. I love Wicked.
I would like a whole, like, reboot of the Wizard of Oz world. I think they could do those well now. Unfortunately, that James Franco movie kind of ruined it. But, if they started over,
that was Selena Gomez as Dorothy. You know that, right?
Oh, was it? Yeah, I don't remember.
No, I don't know. I'm just like, who would be Dorothy in this day and age? Be like Selena.
Well, no, you could do the book.
That'd be terrible. Hmm?
You could do the books. You know, yeah. You don't have to do the Wizard of Oz specifically. You could do that since it's like the first one. But
I mean, there's the Wizard of Oz books, but there's also the Wicked books because there's a series of
there's
three
the Wicked
or four books
also,
from Wicked
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
No, I wonder if my library has them.
I probably do. Mm. I didn't love the Wicked book as much as I love the musical. It's different. Mm. But
yeah. Well, speaking of Kristen Chenoweth, I've been watching the second season of Trial and Error.
Oh,
where she stars as the murderer.
Trial and Error, the official TV show of the Philadelphia 76ers.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, who knew? I feel extra special now. But that show has been really funny again this season because she's in it. And I mean, the whole cast is really funny, but Kristen Chenoweth was really quite funny in it.
Mm.
Yeah. She thinks she's too good to know people's names because she's very, very rich. And so she refers to the lawyer as lawyer. She'll only refer to him as lawyer. So check that out. It's a good show.
Yes. Was this one a take on what season? What was this a take on this season? The Staircase or something?
I don't think it was as on the nose as the Staircase was.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of a few different.
They
kind of
grabbed
because they still have the same defender and prosecutor and all those. Like they're still in the same courthouse.
They just took from some different things. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Makes sense.
That's a good one. Yeah, I didn't even write that down here of our shows that I watched.
Forgot about that. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. This first season was hilarious. John Lithgow.
I haven't even heard of this show, so
I think it's
Check it out if you can get a hold of it. It's really funny. It's based on the Staircase murder, the first season, and John Lithgow stars in it. The Staircase was recently on Netflix. And if you listen to Rob Has a Podcast, Brent Wogamont, who is a regular on that show, was the male prostitute from the Staircase case. So if you watch the Staircase on Netflix, the male prostitute is now a podcaster.
Well, anybody can be a podcaster. So.
It's true.
Or a prostitute. Oh, wait, it's that's true. Not.
Oh, I finished.
It's all just one thing. Prostitution, podcasting, it's all the same thing.
We finished up the, in while we've been away for 2 months, we finished up the Fartgate podcast as well.
Fartgate was amazing. Fartgate podcast. Was so much fun.
And we did a live finale. or we record it in the same, because we had stopped down there, so we recorded live. The finale episode.
So how are you feeling about moving to Raleigh now?
Who?
North Carolina.
Who, me?
Weren't you talking about moving to North Carolina?
Oh, hell no.
Oh, I thought you said someone was trying to talk you into moving to North Carolina.
Oh, no, I'm not moving south of anywhere.
But I was just thinking, given their current weather situation.
Oh, yeah, it's very wet.
It's not. I bet your real estate prices are good right now. No,
yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Very, very wet there. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what else have we got for TV? Sorry, Michael. I'm just trying to move us along because I know you got to go Betty Buys.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Oh, Michael, you watched Castle Rock. I also did. Can you tell me what the fuck it was about?
Great. I don't know. You know, it was promising. It ended up okay, but that's about it.
Okay. I hope that they clear up some of it at least in the next season if there is one.
I don't know. It was very Stephen King.
Yeah, it was. But I need answers.
And it was very JJ.
Yeah. Oh, no kidding. Oh, we're never getting answers. I forgot he was involved.
You know, like, I don't know. They just, there was too many wasted, loose ends that didn't have anything to do with anything. Like,
yeah,
you know, you don't. I don't know.
See, exactly. That's exactly how I felt when I finished watching it.
Yeah, I mean, in the middle episodes, I kind of fell off as it was. I was like, oh, I'm just not really super interested. And then I watched the last few, and I was like, all right, it's all right. It's, you know, fun to watch, but I don't know. It was nothing spectacular.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll probably watch it the next season because it's like anthology, so it, you know, it's not like it picks right up or anything like that. So, or supposedly anyway, it's kind of how I felt. I also watched Mother this week, so it's kind of how I felt the same about both. Honestly,
is Mother on Netflix?
It's on a couple different things actually. It might be on Netflix. I think it's also on Hulu, or maybe it's on Amazon. I don't know. But I watched Mother and finished Castle Rock in the same week, and I kind of had very similar feelings about both.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. Would you suggest Castle Rock to people?
I would say if you like Stephen King stuff, yeah. If you want something that's going to have a conclusion, no.
No. That's fair.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're like, oh, look, it's 10 episodes, and then it wraps up the story, that must be good. No, don't. Don't do that.
Yeah.
If you're like, oh, I just want to, I like Stephen King stuff, let's watch it. Like, probably a good idea to watch it then.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I still don't know what I watched. I've been watching Winona Earp season 3. It is just coming to a conclusion, I do believe, in the next couple of episodes. It's been really good this season. This is filmed in Canada. It is on base here, so I'm assuming sci-fi there, and it is about the heir of Wyatt Earp and how there are, like, I think 100 like demons, they call them revenants, that kind of hang around in this triangle, and like, not like, it's not like a little triangle, it's like an area, a town where Winona Earp lives, and she has to like keep killing them and sending them back to hell. And there are some nice through lines from all 3 seasons in it. And it's really well done. I enjoy it. So check that one out. And I've been watching, anyone watching Lodge 49 besides me?
I've never even heard of it.
Okay. Nope. It is I believe on AMC.
Ah,
I believe okay. It's on AMC, which is, you know, not everybody has, but it's about this young guy who kind of is going through a midlife crisis and he's not quite sure. Well, it's a young life crisis and he's not quite sure what he's going to do with himself. And so he joins the local lodge.
Hmm.
And it's all kind of about those people and their lives and stuff. So it's quite good. Quite well done.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Rob, Better Call Saul.
Yeah. Am I the only one watching
it? I'm super behind it. The last one I saw was when the lawyer that worked with his brother kind of took on the guilt and he gave that smile at the end of the episode. That's the last one I saw. So I was like 3 or 4 in maybe.
Okay. Yeah. I like it. I know a lot. It's getting a little, it's a little slower. I think a lot of people are kind of like expecting Breaking Bad and it's not that show.
It's very slow.
Yeah.
Plotting.
Yeah. It's slow, but I do appreciate, like, it is very well done. Like it's very well made. I should say. Maybe the pacing could be a little bit better sometimes, but I appreciate like the effort that goes into all the little details, and I think it's nicely shot, and it's just so I enjoy it for those things, and I think the characters are really well developed. Mm. But I guess sometimes you just kind of feel like you want a little bit more, or like you want a little bit more action sometimes because they tease it and you think you're going to get it and you don't.
Well, I guess they can only go so far to push the action so far because they're locked in with that end story, really.
Right. Well, you know what happens to a lot of the characters.
Yeah.
But it is fun when you know characters you know show up and things like that. So, I mean, I think that it's like it can stand on its own on its own, but I think people who have seen Breaking Bad, they might be kind of waiting for something more to happen, and they might be expecting too much out of it.
Hmm.
But
do you think that you would still watch it if it wasn't related to Breaking Bad?
I don't know. I probably wouldn't, just because I don't think it's really like, it hasn't been like, I guess, advertised as much, or just I don't think it would have been on my radar if it wasn't for Breaking Bad.
Makes sense.
But I think that I would enjoy it though if I didn't, even if I didn't see Breaking Bad.
Yeah. I don't know whether or not I care enough about Jimmy as a character to have gone through this journey with him.
Yeah.
If I didn't know like who he becomes. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It would be interesting. But there are a lot of people that watch Breaking or Better Call Saul that have never seen Breaking Bad. So I guess.
I know people that are watching it that they're watching that first.
Yeah.
You know, so it kind of goes both ways. But
yeah. Well, there you go. Dr. Foster season 2, Michael David.
Yeah, I watched season 1. I don't know. Maybe the last time I recorded it. And then season 2 popped up on Netflix. Oh, speaking of that, season 2 of American Vandal just popped up. So I haven't watched it yet, but season 2 popped up. But Dr. Foster was season 1 I really liked a lot. It was Dr. Foster is a doctor?
No.
I know that's shocking.
I can't imagine.
She's a female doctor.
Is it Doctor Who? Is she Doctor Who?
She is not Doctor Who. She had a husband. He's pretty slimy. Really good first season. I would say maybe not super real. Well, you know, family drama kind of stuff, but a little bit spicier.
Ooh.
A little spicy.
Well, that sounds just wrong.
But I feel like season 2 turned it up a little too much and it became a little too crazy.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? But I mean, still fun. I would say like a fancier Desperate Housewives almost.
Oh, okay. So really soap opera-y.
No, not really that. See, it's not a soap opera-y. No. Yeah, it's very British, like drama.
Oh, okay.
Not stuffy, but you know, very like in the vein of like, I'm trying to think, Happy Valley maybe? or even like Broadchurch, you know, just you're in a town, it's just the characters and the people and stuff. So right. It's very much like that, no murder, so maybe, okay. Maybe not.
What?
Season two is a very...
We yeah. gotta have some murder. I mean...
Season two gets pretty intense at the end, I will say. But I like Dr. Foster. The acting's good. It's a fun show. I like season one better than season two. But overall, it's worth checking out for sure. On and it is on Netflix. Mm.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen more Netflix. Yeah. A lot of good BBC stuff on Netflix.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those ones I randomly came across. Oh, what the hell did I just watch? I watched something that was short. Safe Harbor on Hulu. I just remembered. Fantastic. It's okay. Like four or five episodes. It's an Australian show. Where this these friends on a boat sailing off the coast come across refugees on a ship and kind of try and help them. But it's really good, and it's not linear, so it kind of goes back and forth with flashbacks and stuff to figure out what's happened and going on and all that. And it's that one was super, super good. Safe Harbor was super good.
Not here yet.
Yeah, I hadn't heard of that one yet. I just finished Jessica Jones season two, which was enjoyable. I usually watch the Marvel TV shows with my roommate, and he and I are just never home at the same time, but we actually worked for a little while, and so we've actually finally finished it. And I just really enjoy Jessica Jones. Mm-hmm. There was a few surprises in season two that I was sort of like, ooh, I hadn't heard that was happening, and I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but it was pretty cool. Some things that happened towards the end of Jessica Jones, so season two, mm-hmm. So...
Nice. I need to watch that. I love the first season. I haven't had a chance to watch the others. Here's a question. Because I didn't watch Defenders yet, and I didn't watch Iron Fist at all. I don't really want to. My concern is kind of like, would I be ruining anything if I just went to, like, I want to watch Jessica Jones. But should I see Defenders first? Is that...
You should probably see Defenders first. It's yeah. You actually probably could get away with not. There's one or two references kind of to Defenders, but not a lot, actually. So,
but maybe I'll just really get to that first.
You
just...
really don't.
Have you seen season one of Jessica Jones yet, did you say?
Yes, I did, yeah.
You have, okay.
Yeah, I think watching Defenders would be good. I enjoyed Defenders. Iron Fist was kind of awful. Like I did not. There's, no. but there's a few there's not even Jessica Jones doesn't even like spoil it and say what happens, but like just some references to stuff that you're like, yeah, you kind of understand why she's kind of doing what she's doing with some things and one or two things she kind of says from Defenders. But so yeah, watch Defenders. Defenders was good. I like Defenders.
Okay. I'll do that one first.
And just Iron Fist is just, yeah, it's kind of hilarious. I'm like, there's a second season. I'm like, I don't know.
I was surprised they did a second season after the didn't really go over real well. The first one from what I recall.
And see, I still have to finish Punisher season one, and I haven't seen season two of Luke Cage yet either.
Yeah, I feel like so many came out this year that I kind of fell behind.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that happened to a lot of people.
Got super behind. But yeah, there's some fun stuff with Jessica Jones season. My roommate and I both were very like, oh, that was awesome. And we were like, how did we not hear that this happened? But we're kind of glad. So I don't want to say.
Oh, that's good.
I don't want to spoil it for other people. So there's something pretty cool. So.
Hmm.
Get everybody to watch Jessica Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved season one. That's I might just hop back in and just watch that on a binge.
I'm getting some glorious comments in the Facebook group.
Is there?
On our video, yeah. They're glorious.
Oh, yeah. Sean. Oh. Yeah.
He's very enthusiastic about the show. Thank you, John.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? I don't know if I can check for feedback.
Oh, we don't have any because we never told anyone we were
recording.
Okay,
good. Because I don't remember the password. I got a new phone, so the email's set up, up on my phone. And I was like, damn, I never put that password in. So I'll have to do that after the show. Anyway. Now that I just realized that when I went to go check it.
Oops.
So we have Doctor Who coming back. I am excited for that. Completely new, fresh. I'm excited.
Yeah,
me too, because I kind of fell off of the last one. I feel like new Doctor, I can start fresh. I'm not really going to be missing anything.
Yeah,
new,
it's a good
new
jumping
whole
in.
Team. The whole team is new, apparently. Yeah. The writers and everybody are going to be
like
new.
Like a reboot, maybe, you know.
Yeah,
yeah, kind of like when Moffat took over for Davies. It's like a whole refresh, you know, which is good.
Hopefully, you know.
I'm excited for it, for a different feel, different vibe.
I've never watched Doctor Who, and I kind of want to watch it now, but I'm kind of afraid that I won't get it because there's so much.
Oh, no, you can jump right in.
Yeah,
because especially when they start a new Doctor, and now with starting a new Doctor, new showrunner, and everything else, it'll just be like a new show, really. I mean, you have the history somewhat, but it's not really that pertinent to things that generally go on.
Well, I'll just ask everyone in the Facebook group what's going on. I'll be like, what does that mean?
Yeah, you really can.
Doctor Who before,
anytime there's a new Doctor, you can just kind of jump in there, really.
Yeah. Yeah. So in 1 month from now, we will all have seen the episode. Maybe we'll record another show.
Amazing.
Probably not, but maybe.
You never know. Let's see.
The Good Place is coming back October 22nd, season 3.
Mm. Yay.
So I'm excited for that. And Netflix is dropping the second season in 2 days on Netflix Canada. So I've already binged the first season again, and I'm going to binge the second season rewatch and then get ready for season 3. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great show.
The Good
Place
is a really
good podcast.
Show.
Yeah, they have a really good podcast, too. It's done by the guy who plays Sean, which is Ted Danson's boss.
Oh, that's right. You know what? You're the second person to mention the podcast to me recently, and I totally forgot that they had a podcast.
Yeah, that's really good. And for all you reality TV buffs, Tim, I'm talking to you, and you already know this, I'm sure. Survivor comes back October 26th, and Big Brother actually wraps up this coming week. So we will see who wins Big Brother. And Survivor is... What is Survivor? Oh, David's versus Goliath.
Oh, I actually saw that commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I dropped out of Survivor for a while, and then I got back into it a few seasons ago, and it's a really good show. I really enjoy it. And I really enjoy all the podcasting that goes on about it. You know, you listen to Rob has a podcast, and it's just a lot of fun. Very community-oriented.
That's good. That's a good reason to watch the show, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what didn't have a good podcast? Castle Rock, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, did you check it out? And what you didn't enjoy?
The official one I checked out. There was a couple other ones I checked out that were unofficial. I wasn't super thrilled with them either, but they're fine, you know. But it was the official one I thought was really uninteresting.
Just trying to think
that
one. Yeah. Footnote was the one that I listened to.
Yeah.
But I've got like 7 episodes behind on it because I was getting behind on the series. Never mind the podcast.
I think I did. What the hell? Castle Rock Historical Society, I listened to, I think, which was solid. I mean, it gave me what I wanted, you know, a little recap of the show, kind of talking about it and stuff. But yeah, the official one, I think Dave Holmes was the host. And I don't know. It just wasn't, I don't know. I listened to like the first two and I was like, this is giving me nothing. So I'm going to hard pass on the rest of this.
No point in continuing with podcasts you don't enjoy. I mean, except for this one, because there are lots.
Aww.
There's a lot of them.
Everybody enjoys this one.
Self-deprecating humor is the best kind. So I didn't know that the Avett brothers were coming to town last week until 2 days before their show. So I was a little bummed about that.
I like the Avett brothers. They're good.
Yeah, me too. But, you know, sometimes live they get a little crazy anyway. So that's fine. Would have been fun. And Nico Case is coming at the end of November and I'm going to go see her. So I'm excited about that. Nico Case was one of the performers in the New Pornographers. I don't know if you guys ever heard.
Yes.
About them, but she's got fiery red hair and she sings weird songs about God only knows what they're about, but they're fun. And I really enjoy her, and this will be my second time seeing her in concert. So
that's cool. I'm looking
to that does sound fun.
Looking to see podcasts that I had been listening to because there was a few. I was just trying to recall what they were.
Have you been listening to The Big Loop?
I have no idea what that is.
Back for season two. It's done by the same Paul Bay, who is a podcast producer out of Vancouver. He was part of the people that did Tannis and all of those.
These are short stories.
Yeah. They're usually about a half an hour each, and they all have kind of a weird twist to them, a little bit of sci-fi twist to them sometimes.
Yeah, I don't like the scripted ones for some reason.
Don't like which?
The scripted ones.
These are stories. They're not... They're like somebody telling you a story kind of thing. So they're not the same as like an ongoing long
long form show. Yeah.
The other long form one I've been listening to, I don't know if I talked about this last time, it's called Joseph. And it seems to be like the concept seems to have been stolen from Cybermen. I'm not sure. Yeah, so it's like these aliens come and they kidnap people and they turn them into robots.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's called Joseph. And I'm just starting season. I think it just started. They did a quick. Their first season was like 4 episodes, maybe.
Hmm.
And now they've released their 5th episode. Oh, no, that's just a little shorty. So looks like it's coming back anyway.
Well, I finished up Cover Up, finished up, which was the Chappaquiddick podcast. Which was very good and very informative. I enjoyed that quite a bit. The RFK one sucked. RFK tapes. It just devolved into nonsense and idiocy and conspiracy. That was garbage. RFK tapes. What the hell was the other one? Oh God, Inside Jaws really sucked.
Inside Jaws?
Yeah, like
you don't want to be inside Jaws. That would suck.
Well, but I mean, you're talking like, I was like, oh, wow, cool. It's going to give some background on like one of the best films ever made. And it just is terrible. It is so bad. Ugh.
I think one of my favorite tweets recently has been that tweet about the mayor from Jaws 1 is still the mayor in Jaws 2. It's important to get out and vote.
Yeah. Very true. Very true. Oh. Trying to think. Dr. Death, which is one Colleen told me about, is very good.
Is this a podcast?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's, you know, kind of true crime-ish, but it's like based in the medical profession with a neurosurgeon.
Dr. Death's office next to Dr. Pimple Popper's?
That would be highly entertaining. In the Dark finished up. That was fantastic. They just had a recap or a look back episode today, as a matter of fact. Probably the best podcast ever made, season 2 of In the Dark.
That was really good.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything close to it. As a matter of fact, speaking of that, Serial season 2 is going to have a hell of a hard time in comparison. So,
season 3.
Whatever. Yeah, we're going to pretend it's 2.
The second season's not canon.
Second season doesn't count.
Michael, should I watch Dunn Disappear or should I listen to Dunn Disappear?
Oh, God, yes.
Or should I listen to In the Dark? Which one?
Well, they're very, very different.
Well, I only have so much listening time to pick.
Well, it depends. Do you want to be happy or completely angry?
Neither.
Yeah, okay.
I'd like to be more of an even keel. Equanimity, you know?
Dunn Disappeared season 1 and 2 is frigging amazing.
Is it gonna make me angry?
No. Dunn Disappeared.
I have 37 episodes on my iPod to listen
to. Dunn Disappeared?
Oh, they're super short though.
Oh yeah, most of them aren't that long. Dunn Disappeared pretty short. I would listen to that first. It's amazing. The most Dunn Disappeared is unreal. It's so good. In the Dark is the best investigative podcast ever done, bar none.
And these are all true crime.
Well, Dunn Disappeared, yes, is kind of true crime. In the Dark is both seasons are true crime, but they kind of take on larger overarching themes, and they are like deep. It is done by American Public Media, and they are deep, deep investigations, not some kind of like superficial storytelling.
Okay.
They were for season two. They were in this town in Mississippi for a full year, investigating one case. They moved there to investigate the case.
Okay.
And everything surrounding it. So it's not like just some light overview of, you know, like, oh, there was this murder and here's a little story about it. It's really, really in depth. And they, you know, interview prosecutors and witnesses and everything else. And there's not much else like it that even comes close.
Well, that's funny. On Trial and Error, they have a podcaster following them around like on Serial.
Dude, oh, that's really amazing. Nice. That's funny.
And the lawyer may or may not have a crush on her.
Oh, that's
check out Trial and Error. It's very funny. The Good Place and Trial and Error, those things will lighten your heart.
Yeah. Dunn Disappeared will lighten your heart too. No, but season three of Serial, I think, is just good. I'm concerned, to be honest.
Well, we're gonna give it a couple of episodes and see what she does with it.
Yeah, it sounded interesting, but
yeah, my concern is, do they have the gravitas to handle that topic in a responsible way?
Is she going to be in a closet phoning in her reports this season?
Well, I don't think it's a topic where you can come at it with naivete. You know, right. I don't think it deserves much better than that. I don't think you can come at it like, oh, what do you mean there's racism? What are you talking about? What? Like in season one of Serial. Like, what? People harbor resentment against Muslims? What do you mean? In America? Yeah. What are you talking about? Like, you can't. I can't handle that in season three of Serial. It's got to, you know, it's got to be a little more intent than that.
I actually got invited to a Ira Glass live podcast thingy coming up, but I declined because I don't listen to This American Life.
Not me either. Sorry, I was laughing at Jamie.
What's he doing?
He said,
"What
I bet
going
you
on in our group."
He said, "I bet you listen to How to Kill a Booker." So I don't know what he's talking about. Obviously, you know, he's crazy. So who knows?
How to kill a booker.
He meant hooker.
Oh, I think he spelled it okay with an H. He just wrote hooker. Who's he just yelling hooker at in our faces? Come on, Jamie. It just says hooker. Who? Hook who?
I don't know. Maybe he's got some kind of like Tourette's or something.
Just yelling hooker at you.
He's gonna yell hooker. He's running around Kannapolis yelling hooker.
Well, you know.
I told you everyone could be a podcaster or a prostitute. See, I told you.
Boy, howdy, hooker.
Here, I'm just gonna say this for Jamie's sake. Michael David, you're an ass.
Oh man.
Too funny.
I'm glad I clicked over to the chat. I had flicked over to the document and I flicked back.
Hey. He deleted it and now he's cussing. What is going on here? Do I need to take you boys to death? What's happening?
Oh my god, I saw it's, I don't know why I just thought it's while I was at the lake house up in the Adirondacks, we watched an insane movie starring John Stamos and Gene Simmons.
Oh, God. What was it called?
Was it like Never Too Young to Die or something? I think it was Never Too Young to Die.
That sounds wrong.
It was.
Wow.
Wow. It was amazing.
You could win 6 degrees of separation with that.
Oh, yeah. There, right that's there. And Vanity was in it. Who?
It's a solid 2.5-star movie.
I may have put a scene from it in my Instagram story of like a week or so ago.
Gene Simmons is such a dick. Like he just
he's a terrible person.
Dick.
But man, in this movie, it's crazy. Oh my God, it's a crazy movie. I totally forgotten about this.
So do you recommend we all run out and watch
it? It's on Amazon Prime. Watch it. It's
fantastic. No, I don't have my Amazon Prime. I'm not gonna.
If you have Amazon, if you have Amazon Prime, watch Never Too Young to Die, and you'll be thoroughly entertained.
I remember him being interviewed on Much Music, and the guy saying to, or the girl saying to him, "So now you've been in Canada a few times. Well, what do you think about Canada?" He goes, "What is it with you Canadians? You always want to be praised and patted on the back." I was like, "What?" That was a perfectly reasonable question.
Oh man.
No problem, buddy. Although I used to watch his show with his wife.
I'm sorry, he had one of those reality shows too, right?
Where they bought a condo in Whistler and then they went there because they like just bought it cash and went there, but there was already a family like Airbnb-ing it.
Oh, but really? Like,
well, we're all just going to stay here together.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, God.
Well, we own it. So. All righty. How much money do you have to do that, I wonder?
Probably a good amount.
Yeah, a good amount, I would think.
Right.
Whistler's not cheap.
Yeah, Gene Simmons probably can't afford to buy here anymore.
That might be possible, too. Although, if you see Never Too Young to Die, you'll think, man, why didn't this guy go into acting?
Now, hang on a second, who was it? Never Too Young to Die. Who was it that produced that? Let me see.
It
was Stephen Paul. That's
yeah,
not who I was
Stephen Paul.
Thinking.
He also wrote it and produced it. Yeah. Probably because, you know, nobody else would produce it after he wrote it. So that may have been a problem. That could have been part of the issue.
Might have been.
Ghost in the Shell, ghost writer. He seems to have a thing about ghosts. Anyway, is that everything? Have we talked about everything in under an hour and a half?
Wow.
We can actually do this if we put our minds to it.
Wow.
Takes a little pushing forward.
Oh, he wrote Ghost in the Shell? Or was part of Ghost in the Shell in some way?
It does appear to be. He might have just been a producer, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't get that deep into it.
No, me neither. I just saw Ghost. All right, fine.
Wow.
Ghost writer.
It's amazing to see where he came from and where he made it to. Good for him.
Ghost writer is different than ghost writer.
That's true.
Yeah. I'd come up with some elaborate plot for you, but my dinner is nearly ready.
I was kind of scarred by one scene in the movie, though, near the end.
Uh-oh. Do tell.
It was just not, I can't, because if you watch it, it's...
You don't want to spoil us on Never Too Young to Die.
I'm Never Too Young to Die.
Well, here, look.
We're all rushing out to watch this movie.
I would just watch...
Tell me?
I would say watch, like, the last 10 minutes. That's
sounds
really
like
all you need.
Bubba Hotep.
Oh, yeah, that was... Yeah, I remember that was pretty bad, too, wasn't it?
Is it as good or as bad as Bubba Hotep?
It's as good. I would say in that... Yeah, it's good.
It's now, like, there's a movie you should rush out to see.
It can't be good. Can't be fun.
If you want to know what happened to Kennedy,
Bubba
Hotep answers the question for you.
If you don't want to know what happened to RFK, listen to the RFK tapes.
That good, eh? Well, if you sent us feedback and we didn't get to it, we apologize. But we also don't assume there is any since we never told any of you we were recording. Yeah.
And since I still haven't put the password in my phone from 3 weeks ago. That's the problem.
Yeah. Well, you know, priorities. We do only record 3 times a year, so I understand how hard it is to keep up.
It's true. It's true.
I got to go back and see if there's any lovely, polite comments.
No, mostly rude. You know, Jamie.
How to kill a booker. What is going on? There's an
I'm going to have to go check out. As chat after this.
F you, Mike. Booker. How to kill a booker. What the hell, John? That is the entirety of the comments. Thank you for your contribution this evening, Jamie.
I feel like Jamie's just yelling to himself. My gosh. I don't know, maybe he's having a breakdown.
I don't know. Maybe his needle stuck on his record and someone just needs to give him a whack.
Could be. Maybe he got to the John Stamos era of the Beach Boys and he's very upset and he just can't handle himself.
Michael David, you're an ass.
See, I wasn't even going to try that. Come on. He's just listening.
I'm here to represent you, Jamie.
Yeah, he caught part of the show in between tracks on Pet Sounds. That's what it was.
All right, I'm so proud of us. I can't believe we did it.
Yay.
Yay.
Are you doing Halloween Horror Nights, Rob?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Looks to be a very good one this year.
That's right. That's the, we actually did. Oh, my God. We did the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party.
Oh, yeah.
In August.
Oh, yeah. They started really early. Yeah.
They started August 17th.
Yeah, that's a little bit crazy.
It was early. Yeah. But you do get a lot of candy, I got to say.
Yeah. I like the event because there's a lot less people there. And you
can
kind of get on everything with minimal weight. And
yeah, that's the – yeah. They obviously, it's different, you know. They don't have the scary stuff. But, yeah, you get on the rides real easy and – they change a few of them and stuff like that. Oh, Space Mountain, they do completely pitch black, which was fun.
Yeah, yeah.
And cool.
Yeah, that was really fun.
I know they're adding like live actors into the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, but we didn't get to – Connor wasn't feeling great that night, so we missed a few things. We hung as long as we could.
Eh?
Yeah. He wore down
– spoilers.
I think he had a sore – oh, you know why? He swallowed like pool water or something and got a sore throat.
Ew.
You know, well, you know how you get it like up your nose or whatever, and yeah, you get a sore throat, all that. So,
yeah,
fun,
yeah, but you get a lot of candy too. They just like hand you piles of candy.
Wow,
as you're walking around. I mean, you know, for the price, they should really, but
every single day of the year,
yeah, yeah. I mean, just keep handing out.
Here's
candy.
Your candy,
yeah.
Thank you,
yeah. But it's a pretty cool event. Yeah, we didn't get to see the Pirates thing. I mean, I heard that was okay. I really wanted. We did see the Haunted Mansion stuff, which was really cool. They have some live actors outside playing ghosts, which was pretty fun. And yeah, the Space Mountain thing in Pitch Black was pretty awesome.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Scary.
It's really dark.
And then I'm actually well. So then. Like a week after I come back from Florida, I'm going to Japan.
For two and a half. That's right.
So that's going to be awesome.
Super excited for that.
Mm.
So is this a work related or a personal?
Oh no,
related?
Just personal.
Just personal.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Are you going to go to Disney in Japan?
I'm not going to go to Disney actually, but we might go to Universal for one day. Just because they're also running the Halloween stuff there.
I've heard, though, that Tokyo Sea is, like, maybe the best theme park in the world.
I have heard. I have to look that up, too.
That's it's one of the Disney parks there.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
so
I've heard.
I didn't go there.
Yeah, I've heard Tokyo Sea is, like, one of the best. Because they
You'll
know.
Have to go on YouTube, Rob, and see if there's any people who do walking tours of Central Japan that you can follow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wish I'd have known about that before I went to England.
There's got to be, I would assume there's walking tours, audio ones.
No, but even you don't have to do the tours, but it's just a great way to get ideas.
Oh, yeah, where you can, where they show you
inside the site and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm going to look and see if there's any for Vancouver.
Oh, good idea. Good idea.
You know your own neighborhood, right?
Yeah.
Good plan.
That is
especially
good plan.
Since in a month I will have Robin here.
Mm.
And he will be seeing all the sights of Vancouver. And I hope he brings us, bring your raincoat, Robin. Start it already. Mm-hmm. Yep. So that'll be fun. Maybe we can do a podcast when Robin is here.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And then we could get maybe Chris to join us and and just do a little mini junkyard reunion.
Ooh.
Mm. That would be really fun.
That'd be nice.
Or you guys could, put your own out. That would be good, too. Everybody would love that.
We know that. I don't know if that's going to happen. Michaela, yeah. I think you're the only one that could make that.
Yeah, I feel like somebody's going to need to facilitate that.
Someone really does.
So, Michaela, they might need you to do this.
Okay.
Let me know if I can help. But
I'll do my best. So there you go. All right. Thanks, Maggie. Oh, do you want to plug your whereabouts where people can find you?
Oh, yeah, sure, I guess so. Yeah, no, I'm like, where am I? I mean, you know, I have a Twitter, Ilea02, I-L-E-A-02. I don't use that very much. I have, technically, I guess, only one podcast right now because I have a, but Girls Night in Radio, randomly talk about movies and stuff on Netflix and anything else we're interested in. We talked about a lot of shows on our last episode, and so yeah. And I'm just kind of I'm just obsessed with Harry Potter right now, which I always am, but I'm rereading it and just enjoying it a lot.
Oh yeah,
I've been watching. I just started the first book again too, as a matter of fact. So let's do a book club. Do you listen to the Real Weird Sisters at all?
I haven't ever. I've been meaning to, but I haven't. My brother got me into binge mode Harry Potter.
Mm, okay. Mm-hmm.
I think you would really like the Real Weird Sisters. I think that they would be right up your alley, actually.
It probably would be, but they do one episode a chapter, right?
Yeah. Yeah. See, and then they do a movie. Behind. Yeah.
I'd be so behind. This one groups a few chapters together, and I'm already, like, obsessed with it. And so maybe the next time I read Harry Potter, I'll do my tongue will not move that way all of a sudden.
I'll tell you, going to England didn't help put a damper on my Harry Potter nerdiness, because they have a store there called Primark. And the Primark is kind of like a Target, except they have an entire section of Harry Potter. And nice. I may be 47, but I'm currently wearing pajamas that say Alohomora on them, but I don't care.
That's awesome.
I got slippers. I got socks, ankle and knee. I got a purse. I got two pairs of slippers. And it was all so cheap. It was like, take my money, please.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to ask you guys, did you buy any Hamilton merch at the show?
No, but there was a girl sitting in front of me that had an A. Ham hat on, which I was like, I should have gotten that, but I don't wear baseball hats really, so. Just said A. Ham.
Yeah, and there's an A. There's an A. Burr one, too. Rob, did you get anything?
I didn't, no.
Okay.
How about you, Maggie?
Oh, yeah. I got, like, the travel, like the brochure, the little pamphlet, I can't think of the for the program with the pictures.
Yeah.
I got a poster. I had to get a kid shirt for my goddaughter because it says I'm young, scrappy. I'm just like my country, young, scrappy, and hungry. And I bought the tote bag that says Washington, Jefferson, Hamilton,
right,
and then Madison, and then Burr in red. I bought a lot of things. And a magnet. That's the other thing. Yeah, I bought a lot of stuff. I was like, I love the merch table, so I had to go over there. I wasn't sure if they would have had anything extra or different in London. That.
Yeah, I don't know. I just saw what people came out of there with, but they just had T-shirts and stuff like that, and bags and hats and stuff. So, okay, I also did get a shopping bag that says, I solemnly swear that I'm up to no good.
Nice.
Yeah. I think every person under the age of 50 should have one, don't you?
I want one of those. So.
Well, it was really funny because I got home and then the next day on Pottermore, they had one of those little cards that said, how old is too old to wear Harry Potter pajamas? Just asking for a 46-year-old friend. And I was like, fuck. I've done been outed. We need prêt-à-manger's here, and we need Primark's. Prêt-à-manger's are excellent. They're like easy food and water and coffee places.
We need that. Nice.
Yeah. And they're everywhere. So, yeah. I want to go back to England now. Right now.
I want to come with you. Can I come with you?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's go.
I believe Claire is thinking about coming to the East Coast of the United States of America next year.
Oh, that's cool. It's been a few years.
So everyone start saving your pennies.
She was here, I think, 2 years ago.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I think so. So are New York.
I just have to see if I can convince Dave into letting me take just one more holiday without him. It's only been about six.
There's plenty of time.
Someone's got to work. Why should it be me?
That's true.
That's totally true. He should do all the work.
I agree. So, Girls Night in Radio. Check Maggie out.
Yep.
See us back here. Whatever bat time, whatever bat channel.
October sometime, maybe? End?
Well, when Robin's here, we'll defo try to do a thing when Robin is here.
When's that?
He is arriving, I believe. Let me just look at my calendar. I have it down. Middle of October. I think he's going to be here for Comic-Con weekend, but we will not be going to Comic-Con. He arrives on the 10th. Oh, and I just got an email. He arrives on the 10th, leaves on the 17th.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, something just messaged me saying that someone's trying to get my code. What's that all about?
Oh, no. Uh-oh. Better check that.
Hmm. What? Who's this? I think this might be one of you.
Oh, really? Not me. I haven't tried to log in anything, so.
Weird. I don't know what this is. It's very weird. Anyway, thank you, Maggie. It's been lovely talking to you again.
Yes, it's been lovely talking to you as well. Thanks for inviting me. I love you. I'll talk Hamilton anytime.
All the time. Mike, if you don't go to see Hamilton, we're going to have to kick you out of the club.
I've never even listened to Hamilton, so.
Taking this horse by the reins, make a blood. What? Sorry, go ahead.
I need to listen to it at some point.
Yes, sure, you do.
It's one of those things I just haven't done for some reason. I'm not sure why. Probably because Tim recommended it, and I was like, nah, fuck that.
Yeah. That's what got me back into Survivor. Thanks, Tim.
As long as Jamie doesn't recommend it, I may get around to it.
so mean.
Oh my gosh. All right, I'm gonna end the live video.
Bye.
And I can oh, where's GarageBand? There it is.